Hello, I am Ryder Bond, and welcome to the Baldwin Junior High Current Events Podcast. The Nile River might be gone due to rising sea levels resulting in saltwater intrusion. Global warming and misuse of the river can cause concern for the river's future. The river is an essential for millions of people around the continent of Africa. So if it dries up, it could cause water shortage. 85-year-old Ahmed Abakar said he has been living near the river his whole life, and he grew up planting and sowing crops. He said the water levels are impacting his crops and adding cost to his crops. Water expert Ahmad Al-Mafti predicts even more serious problems are around the corner. With the expected loss of water for environmental impacts, another issue is the increase of population against the current Nile quota. That means an overuse of Nile water and increase of misusage are expected, which threatens the future of the river. Thank you to AfricaNews.com, and now to you, Jordan.
Thank you, Ryder. According to CNN, Alex Murdaugh is on trial for murdering his wife and son. Murdaugh admitted to lying that he was not at the scene of the killings of his family. After killing his wife Maggie and son Paul, he heard his voice in a video. The video was filmed at their dog's kennel. The video showed Maggie and Paul. The state used the video to put Murdaugh at the scene of the killing. Murdaugh said that he did not kill his family and was not there that night. Other people heard Murdaugh's voice on the video. Later on, Murdaugh admitted that he was the one on the video, and Murdaugh pleaded not guilty to killing his wife and son, and now to you.
Thank you, Jordan. BBC reported a Catholic teacher in France got stabbed by a 16-year-old student to death. A local prosecutor, Jerome Borer, said his office had opened a homicide investigation and that the student, who was not previously known to the police, was in custody. His office ruled out any link of terrorism. He later said the attacker entered the classroom while the teacher was giving a Spanish class and attacked her. The teacher was in her 50s and died of cardiac arrest after emergency services arrived in the school. The attacker locked the classroom door and stabbed the teacher in the chest. The student might have been suffering from mental health issues. They said at this stage of investigation, there was no suggestions that this incident was terror-related. And now to you, Hadley.
Thank you, Morgan. One lucky builder in Australia has discovered an old dirty boot while he was trying to fix a cracking wall at the Angelisa Barracks in Hobart. What he found, you would never believe. According to the Australia ABC News, the builder was inspecting an office when he found a crack in the interior wall, and he then came across a boot under the floor. He then kept looking and found a large number of other boots. This boot was then found out to be another around 200 years old. They started getting all of the artifacts out and under the floor. They found over 1,800 artifacts, such as boots and shoes, parts of the boots and shoes, and a ton of material for red coats and lots of convict material. Red coat pieces were early colonial military uniforms. This is one of the rarest uncommon finds for a while. They called in an archaeologist, Jennifer Jones Travers. She had suspected that this very building used to be a cobbler and tailor's workshop back in 1827. They don't really know anything that has happened in that time and how the people had dressed it. There were fewer than 100 pieces of clothing in the era that are displayed in Australia. All these items that they found will be cataloged and also stored at the Barracks Museum. And now to you, Keenan.
Thank you, Hadley. The government of Colombia will join that of Bolivia in asking the United Nations to remove coca from its list of prohibited substances. According to the foreign minister, in an interview, Deputy Foreign Minister Laura Gill said the government of President Gustavo Petro and his Bolivian counterpart, Luis ours. We'll ask the UN's Narcotics Commission to decriminalize the plant coca. Is considered sacred by many Amazonian and Andean indigenous peoples and is the base ingredient of cocaine, one of the world's most popular recreational drugs. A possible decriminalization of coca would not affect the legal status of coke, which is made of multiple chemical compounds. According to Gill, the joint proposal seeks to decriminalize the traditional cultivation and consumption of coca, which is common among indigenous peoples in a large part of South Africa. Additionally, the Petro Administration wants to begin the destigmatize the debate about the problem of drugs. And now for our last continental news, Declan.
Thank you, Keenan. I'm Declan now for the news in Asia. Right now, North Korea is in their worst food shortage since 1990. They are not strangers to the food crisis, but their situation has gotten a lot worse in the past few years. They have reached out to the World Food Program, but they have not responded. They have produced almost 200,000 tons less food compared to recent years. The inflation rate is a whopping 55%. One reason they don't have a lot of food is because they restricted cross-border trade. This week, a few trucks from China came in, and that was 90% of their trade. They call outside air poison candy. Thank you, BBC News, for this info. And that is all. Thank you for listening to the Baldwin Junior High School Current Events Podcast, Special News Edition.